WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Dow futures down nearly 500 points right now as traders weigh the shifting White House policy on tariffs. ABC's Rachel Scott is in Washington.
Just days ago, the markets tumbled when Trump imposed a 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico. The president quickly reversing course. Now Trump says he's planning for even more. A 25% tariff on all foreign steel and aluminum will take effect on Wednesday. And vowing to impose what he calls reciprocal tariffs on countries, too.
Canada's next prime minister, Mark Carney, telling supporters at his victory party last night that Canada's main threat right now is the United States. Carney is a former federal banking official who will lead that country's ruling Liberal Party. An oil tanker and a cargo ship have collided off the coast of eastern England. Rescue operations are underway. North Korea fired several ballistic missiles into the sea just as South Korea and the U.S. begin annual military drills. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I don't know about you, but when that alarm went off this morning, I felt it as the shift to daylight saving time started this weekend. Brittany Merlot tells us why we changed the clocks.
It's the shortest weekend of the year. Clocks spring forward Saturday in the middle of the night, taking an hour of our sleep away. Daylight saving time happens for a few reasons. It's meant to save energy consumption, and it also aligns with the sunlight better, meaning less time turning the lights on at home. Outdoor enthusiasts love it because it'll stay darker longer in the morning and lighter later in the evening. If we stuck to standard time all year, sunrise in July would be at 4 a.m. and sunset would be earlier at about 7:30. So we shift up an hour to have it make more sense with our daily lives that go by the clock.
U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Federal Program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations here, but $63 million of that is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. It might be worth noting that Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District, used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout Northeast Wisconsin. A female inmate died at the Marinette County Jail last week. According to a news release, correctional officers were alerted to a medical emergency in one of the cell pods Tuesday night. EMS personnel with Aurora Medical Center and the Marinette Emergency Rescue Squads were unable to resuscitate Christy Meverden of Pound. The 34-year-old's death remains under investigation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
Back-to-back losses for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the first-place Cavaliers 112-100. The night before, they lost to the Orlando Magic. As back-to-back losses at home for the Bucks, head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the difference in the two teams' trust ball movement was visual. You know, we've had it. We've lost it the last couple of games, and we got to get it back.
The Bucks have the night off before heading to Indianapolis. College basketball. The Badgers draw the 5 seed. They'll play Thursday at the Big Ten tournament after losing at home to Penn State. Greg Gard.
Credit to them. We got to regroup here and dust ourselves off, and this one stings for our seniors and for our fans, and not the performance that we wanted nor desired.
Marquette plays Xavier Thursday in the Big East tournament. The Brewers gave up a pair of triples in the 8th inning, losing to the Royals 5-2 in Arizona. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Lots of sunshine today, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. We'll get to 65 for a high. The wind southwest 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to 25 to 30 here by this afternoon. A cold front comes through tonight, 33. Tomorrow, sunny and not windy, 43. But we're back to the 50s and 60s by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease. I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend and also discuss Ukraine, why what's happening there matters here in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number 3 of Mino and the Mayor, and a good-looking Monday morning. That forecast calling for a high of 65 degrees today. 37 out there right now in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh up to 40. Time to be moving on with the Melcors. Ben and Deanna Melcor in the house. How you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing
how
well.
Are you?
Good.
Yeah.
So now that the weather is nice, you're back here instead of being in Florida and stuff like that.
Well,
front runners.
We actually are leaving for Florida today.
Oh, are you?
Yes. Yeah, it's our 30th anniversary tomorrow.
No kidding.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It is.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
wow.
And we've got.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't say anything stupid like best 20 years of my life. You know, I'm glad, yeah. The guys who throw something dumb in like that. You're much classier than that.
He just laughs.
Yes, I just smile.
Seen that. That's right.
Yes.
Okay, we're 20 of the best years of my life.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've been married for 30.
Yeah.
Henny Youngman.
We were talking about Henny Youngman. Anyway, you're celebrating. Why Florida? Of course, you guys like Florida.
Yeah, we like Florida. Yep. And actually, our son and his girlfriend are coming from Portland.
Yeah.
So
we're
going
to
get to see them. Yep. So we've got a family wedding to go to down there.
We do.
So it's going to be a fun time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, congratulations.
I don't like. You know what I don't like? Because I got a birthday coming up, okay?
Do tell.
I don't like.
When's your birthday?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't like the fact.
So call him early.
I don't like the fact that it's like. I still feel like a week ago, your son's girlfriend was in kindergarten class with my son.
I know.
In kindergarten.
Yeah. Isn't
now
it crazy?
You know, what happened?
It's nuts.
I know.
I mean,
nuts.
Even like, who was it? Heidi here, when I asked her how old she think I was, she's like 46. Maybe.
Yeah.
She thought I was 46. And you know,
she said 70. No,
65.
65.
65.
67.
Yeah.
I think she sure as hell wasn't 46.
Well, we all hear what we want to hear.
Right, right. Isn't that true?
Selective hearing. It is Monday morning.
Right.
Yep.
All I'm saying is, I don't feel that. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, the guy that I was telling you guys about up in the UP, my hometown, got 24 inches of snow.
I heard that.
With
that
50 to 60 mile an hour winds. It was the highest, whatever. And there's this 80, I was telling them, it's on the show up, there's this 85-year-old guy out there with the big old scoops. I don't know if they have those too much in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Biggest,
slide them?
Yeah. And he's talking, like, I'm 85. I don't like it when it gets over 60. I can handle this.
Oh, my goodness.
He's in the right place.
And he goes, I don't feel 85. I don't even feel 50.
Oh, my goodness.
God.
And the thing is, it's kind of true when you think, but what puts it in perspective is when you mentioned Morgan, this beautifully cute little girl in the first grade or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you realize, man, has time passed.
I know. She's still beautiful and cute, but she's 27.
Unbelievable.
No,
but
it's so crazy.
Take that guy he's talking about, you know, and I was saying, you know, God bless him, but ignorance is a little bliss. He's probably lived up there. Maybe hasn't.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's an answer to this. The guy probably hasn't had a mortgage in 40 years, you know?
No.
Probably set a couple hundred grand in a bank and go to Florida, but they don't do that.
Oh,
you
no.
Know?
No.
No. No, it's too hot for them. Right. Our son is a little bit that way. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, he would prefer some place that is like a high of 60 at any point.
Well, Portland's kind of, or does it get pretty hot in Portland?
Well, it's pretty temperate.
Yeah, okay. Except when we moved out there, it was like 100 degrees.
I thought maybe that's what I'm thinking of when you guys were there.
It was
really
brutal.
Hot. Yeah, it was really hot.
Well, what's going on in the world of real estate? Because this is heading into that time of year.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, things are picking up.
Yeah, it's already started. I mean, things are really starting to see the market pick up. I think, you know, we kind of mentioned interest rates before we got going here this morning. But I think people are, I mean, there's little fluctuations here and there. It's nice to see them in the mid sixes. But I think people have come to terms with the fact that this is the interest rate. It's going to be close to this for a while. We might as well start shopping because we are seeing just an influx of buyers out there.
A lot of them. Yeah. You know, and they should be looking for particular things when they start looking at houses, especially if they haven't bought a home before or perhaps they're not handy. They should lean into their realtor a little bit to help point out those things that are just
like the red flags.
Your red flags. Yeah. Not so hot. Yeah.
I think it's great that the country's got a ways to go, but our federal government's pretty well settled. It's going to be, there's just not all this angst anymore. I mean, it is, like you just said, it is what it is.
Yep.
So, and I want to buy a house. I've been thinking about it for a year and a half now. Yeah, I'm going to do it now. It's spring. There's more product coming on the market, which is awesome.
It is. It is really good. I will say, you know, in certain price points, we're getting back. Not that we ever really went away from it, but we're really getting back into those multiple offers. You know, over
asking.
That was
going to be my next question.
Yeah. So if you are shopping, and I'm going to say first time home buyer market and a little bit above, you know, in our area, if you're shopping anything for sure under 400,000, you need to shop a little bit below your budget because you are going to end up offering a little bit more, you know, for it to get it.
And you don't want to put them into something that they're married to your house.
Yeah.
Florida's over. Ski trips are over. I mean, your house is 30%, 31-32% of your income about?
Maybe less. Should be.
Yeah.
But you get higher than that. It's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed.
You don't want to be house lower. Poor.
I like
just doing like, you know, the Zillow.com type things or whatever.
Sure.
Correct me if I'm wrong here. Are the fixer-uppers going at such a high price that fixer-uppers are saying, maybe it's not worth it. I won't get back what I put in or whatever. Is that happening? Because I'm just surprised that some fixer-uppers that a couple of years ago seems like they would have been grabbed real quick. I mean, I've been to a couple of those sheriff sales, and it's crazy it used to be, like standing room only. Is that happening now, or are they still in the game?
You know, they're still in the game as long as it's priced appropriately. Yeah.
Right.
You know, if somebody's going to the open market and it is a fixer-upper and needs some love, you know, the price has to reflect that.
You know, but if anything, it's weeded out some of those buyers.
Yeah.
It really gets it down to those investment buyers, and not only kind of above and beyond that, the investment buyers that know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're savvy. They've run the numbers.
A system. They've got their people. They can look at it and know exactly what it's going to cost them to get it back up on the market. And a home is a great investment as long as you can do it, you know, correctly.
Absolutely.
But I think some of those fixer-uppers that's not bad. You know, there's TLC, to know them care, but there's also Foundations.
Yep.
That's where you really got to be careful because
you do.
That stuff, or
not even a question.
That may set you back a lot of money for a long time.
Yeah. Spend a lot of time down.
Exactly.
You know, if you're a buyer, spend a lot of time down in the basement with your realtor because honestly, that's where the majority of those big ticket items are.
Right.
You know, your basement, your furnace, your water heater,
your roof.
Your roof upstairs.
Which is sometimes hard to see in this season with the snow.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful. But it's amazing to us how many times we show a house and maybe they've got, they just remodeled the kitchen and it's gorgeous. And then you go downstairs and it's evident that there's really some foundation issues. How they're like, oh, we can, you know, it's just cracks. We can fix those. And it's like, this could potentially be a huge.
Or if they're bowed a little bit.
Yeah.
How much those get cut.
Yes.
Like 20 grand to get for that.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not to say that you can't go after that house, but make sure that you protect yourself and have the right inspections.
Well, not only that, but there's certain parts of town around the river where that clay, they say, just cause problems, right?
Yeah. Over by Lambeau, too. Over by Lambeau, for whatever reason, the soil over there, the basements are kind of janky over by Lambeau.
And some settling on some of it.
Yeah, some settling.
And I remember showing a young girl, like first-time homebuyer thing in Oshkosh, I think it was, or happened. And her dad came, which normally is like, oh.
When okay. the dad shows up?
The dad showed up.
Oh.
But he told her, place says, you're not buying this house.
Yeah. Right.
So, dad, I got so-and-so. It's got hard. What he goes,
I know.
This foundation, you're not buying this house. She goes, can't we just get that fixed? He goes, sweetie, honey.
Yeah.
I know.
Move on.
There's one thing in the world.
Right.
You don't argue with your dad about a bad foundation.
Well, yeah.
Call me dad or call me down payment. You're not buying this house.
You are 1,000% correct.
Yes.
1,000% correct.
Yep.
He would not allow her.
Yes.
She's giving all these other reasons. She, like,
yeah,
nope,
yeah. Okay.
Bad foundation.
We,
nope,
we
bad foundation.
Like it when parents come when they agree with us.
Yeah.
Because that's our point, too. When you go into some of those, you know, when you see some of those red flags, it's sometimes hard to get them focused from the thing, you know, focused on something else other than what they love about the house.
You know what was the best I ever dealt with, though, was this buyer's agent. I was listing. Buyer's agent had serious problems with the foundation where it pulled away. What happened was the neighbor for like 60 years, his downspouts were going right into the neighbors.
He planned that perfectly.
No. Oh my gosh. And I'm like, didn't you? Well, they're really nice people. We didn't think that would.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they were that nice. Why didn't they, you know, why didn't they do something about it?
Yeah.
But the cool part is the buyer's agent, her dad was a big time fixer upper.
Sure.
So she's like, oh, my dad will just fix that. That's when it's nice.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
kind of, you know, or she'll do it for the daughter and a lot cheaper than somebody else would.
Yeah.
All right. So we're with Ben and Deanna Melchor with the collective. You also get into Door County, which
we do.
Who in Green Bay doesn't love Door County?
Who doesn't love Door County?
Yeah. Anybody.
Yeah. Right?
How are things up there?
Things are starting to pick up. I had it
Did
open.
Did you sell the Swedish barn?
Almost.
Oh.
Closes this week.
Really? It closes this week?
Yeah.
I don't have time?
Dang.
No time.
Damn it.
You missed it.
Todd, I told you I want to play. Right. Damn it, Todd.
He wanted that $2 million raise. What happened?
Yeah. I think it would have been perfect. When we were in Alaska with the family, we stayed at this. It was like this yurt village, it was called.
Yurt village.
And I thought that would be perfect up there. If
What's
only
a
I had,
yurt village?
It's like glamping, you know, where you've got...
What's
you know,
glamping?
It's like those... You know, what kind of camping
I'll do.
On the Mongolian tundra, you know, those round...
What's Mongolian?
We're
in a spiral here.
Wow.
I think we want to go back to our Wednesdays.
Translate this for us.
Is there a chalkboard?
That's right. Or a dictionary.
Wow.
Okay. But what... It's more than just a residence. Tell us about that.
The yurt?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? They were super cool. It was really just your bedroom. You know, at least the ones that we stayed in. But the kids had, there was a two-story one with bunk beds.
Okay.
It was so cool. And then it's kind of like a campground. You know, you have your communal kitchen and, you know, bathrooms and things like that. But yeah, super.
Yeah. This is kind of like what we thought about building in the UP.
Electricity, heat.
Except
beautiful.
Weed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's legal up there, Jim.
That was our basis.
We don't need to grow it.
Yeah. How did you get that from my yurt village?
The communal living. They're all part of the garden.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
That's what we're going to do. That was going to be the centerpiece, and then we're going to have these yurt village around it.
Big gardens.
Big gardens.
And no cars. Yep. It's good. Golf carts only.
Sure. Wow. ATVs. Little ATVs. Yeah.
There'll be a place to put your cars off site. We don't want to clutter it up. We don't want any junk on our which is and just
yeah.
We're gonna have this central garden. You can grow some vegetables, but the core is wheat.
You guys have put a lot of thought into this.
Yes. Good work, guys. So, good work.
And you can be our realtors. We're gonna go with the best.
The only thing we're gonna do that would go against the grain to make sure people know they're still in the UP, we will have one car up on blocks in our driveway. Quick break with the Melchors back after this.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordForWI.com.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillmank Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Good looking Monday. 37 in Green Bay, 37 in Appleton, 40 in Oshkosh. High today of 65 degrees. We're with Ben and Deanna Malcor, the collective, moving with the Malcor as well. Tell us a little bit more about what you're sensing heading into this prime wheeling and dealing part of the season in the world of real estate.
Yeah. Things are going to pick up substantially. Yeah. I mean, I'd say probably over the course of the last 2 weeks, we've probably seen about a 50% increase in activity.
Yeah.
Just people calling, people reaching out, people thinking about selling, people thinking about buying. You know, interest rates, we were talking a little bit about that. You know, I had seen 6.5% the other day. You said you had spoken to somebody at
6.33.
Okay. Yeah. So those are all positive signs.
Yeah.
Moving in a great direction.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the collective. I know we talked a little bit about, I know you've got your own place, and I don't know if it's a different vision statement, but tell me about the collective.
Sure. Yeah. We are on Main Street. We're actually going to have a grand opening on April 10th. So,
cool.
Of course, you guys will all get invites and anybody stop
Keep
by.
Keep your eye on your mailbox.
Absolutely.
Just don't send an email. That we don't read.
But, good to know.
Do we have a mailbox? I don't know if we have a mailbox.
We'll hand deliver
that. Do we have a mailbox?
We'll hand deliver that.
We do. We do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Todd. Todd has that responsibility.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, it's really just a place that we're all independent agents. We've got myself, Ben. We've got one other agent and then a licensed assistant right now, a showing assistant. But really what it is it's a place for agents to really work together, to work in a very collaborative way, to all help each other's businesses going forward. So it's not a team, it's individual agents, and it's backed by Berkshire Hathaway. So it has this really boutique feel to it, but yet you're backed by one of the biggest names in real estate.
Yeah, quick thing here from our Tammy. Is this Tammy, our Tammy?
Yeah, it is.
All right, Tammy says, happy anniversary to you guys. Have a great trip.
Oh, well, thank you, Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy.
All right. This is, I think, people who are buying a home.
Yeah.
Biggest investment they're going to make in their life, maybe.
Definitely.
And they need that boutique feel. I mean, they deserve that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think you get to these bigger places and they hand you off from one to another. They may not like that. So I think that's great that you're doing this.
Well, and for us, it's really nice because you brought up Door County before. You know, Ben does. I mean, his family is, you know, from Southern Door. We spend a lot of our summers up there. So his probably half of his business is in Door County. And we're now backed by Berkshire Hathaway out of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. So for Door County, it just makes sense. We've just totally expanded, you know, our kind of natural organic reach, you know, in because a lot of our buyers and sellers in Door County come from Milwaukee and the surrounding areas in Chicago.
So. Okay, I got to ask you, because I told you that story that lady called me. She wanted to buy a house $2 million cash in Door County.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find anything under like 2.5 or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It shocked her. If you get that, if you get people like that, where do you, because I tried pushing her towards like Two Rivers-ish, you know, and so I said, hey, go to a place called Neshoro Beach next time you come up.
Yeah.
You're thinking you can buy five.
You can buy five.
Yeah,
it's
really gone up. It's gone up.
Yeah, it is. But I think people, where would you, if somebody says, I got to have water, where would you try to push them towards?
Well, if they're over 55, I'd say they should come to our new condos that are going to be launching here in the next week or so. But
I think if somebody's on a budget and they want waterfront.
Right.
You know.
But their budgets could be a little different than most people's budgets.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Mean. But I do. I think there's two places, and you had kind of mentioned Kewaunee.
Yes.
I'll throw Algoma into the mix as
Algoma,
well.
Absolutely.
You know, those are two places where you can get some amazing lakefront property for a song when you think about it.
Is your brother still a priest there?
Huh?
Is your brother still a priest there?
No. Sturgeon Bay.
Well, and if you go up the west side of the bay as well, all the way up to Marin, it's gorgeous. I mean, you know, granted, you're going to see the sunrise instead of the sunset, you know, over the water, but it's beautiful, and you can get a lot for your money up there.
Yeah.
So, those are the areas you would recommend if somebody said, like a Chicago person that's like,
Okay. Most people are dead set on Door County, though.
Yeah. I know. You know, money's no object.
But it was just, it was a point. I couldn't find anything to send them anymore. Sure.
And the market is so tight up there. If you want waterfront, especially on the bay side, because I've been looking for a while for some buyers, it is, as long as it's priced well, it goes fast. Because only one or two hit probably every couple weeks. It's crazy.
Text you for you. Any tips for buying land in bulk?
Ooh.
Jacob.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, do your research. I mean, there's a lot of variables there when you're talking land. I mean, is there wetland on the property? Are there environmentally sensitive areas? You know, is it buildable?
Check the zoning.
Easements. Yeah.
Knowing the cost of dividing it out, you know, you really need to talk to a developer.
And can you divide it out as well?
Yeah,
right.
Sometimes people buy land. It's like, you're not doing that. It's like, we're agriculture. It's zoned rural.
I had some property. I didn't have it. I was the agent for property outside of Kewaunee. And when they looked at with fine tooth comb and how you can look at this stuff with satellites these days, and there's like 20 feet of the guy, he had just assumed 20 feet of his land was his.
Oh.
And turns out it wasn't this.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
And he'd been doing it for years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some sticky things that can happen just dealing with land, isn't there?
It is. Yeah. Yeah, there is. But, you know, we do have great developers in this area. So, and a lot of them are willing to kind of share their expertise. So, if you kind of go on, you know, like the GIS map and you look at some of these, you know, areas that are being developed or look like.
That was
like,
a term I couldn't think of.
What?
For the GIS.
GIS.
That's right. I said satellite to make myself sound smarter.
Yeah. You can really see. You can usually see who the developer is and reaching out to them and asking them some questions. There's some great developers in this area.
All right. And when you were talking earlier about, you know, if you want to be on the water on a budget, buy a boat.
That's true.
I just think it is tough, you know,
it
and
is.
I think, don't, you know, you can look, but you know, sometimes it's not there. You got to be off the water and you can walk down there or whatever you want to do.
Yep.
But it's gotten a little bit crazy, but
tell us again where you are.
We're right on Main Street. So in the Old Town Crossing, our address is 1238 and our suite number is 21. So we're on the second floor. You can get to us from the front side of the building or the back off the parking lot.
If somebody's looking, they want to get a good buyer, you guys tell me how you do it. How do they do it? Give you guys a call.
Good realtor.
A good realtor.
Buyer agent. Good realtor.
I'm not buying anything right now. You know what? Call or text Ben at 920-495-7653.
That's it.
And we'd love to help you.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
This is great. And you know the market, and you are such nice people. So,
thank you.
It's great. We gotta do
grand that. Opening April 10th.
April 10th. We expect to see the three of you here.
We'll be there. Ben and Deanna Malachor, The Collective, Moving with the Malachors on Main Street. We're going to be back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has decided to keep investigating the Madison City Clerk's Office. With more, here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Now, this all started with the 193 absentee ballots staff found after the November election. Those votes weren't counted. And everyone's in agreement. City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bail told leaders about it weeks later. City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bail waited weeks to tell leadership, including the mayor's office, the city attorney, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That timeline is under particular scrutiny. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs.
We've got what I can only say is this absolutely shocking set of dates post-election where every opportunity to fix this is ignored. This feels like a complete lack of leadership and a refusal to be where the buck stops, because the buck stops with the clerk to manage their own chief inspectors and their own mistakes, and you don't get to put your head in the sand for weeks at a time.
Now, these almost 200 ballots were not enough to change the outcome of any election, but the commissioners say that's not the point. Commissioner Mark Thompson.
What's really important is 193 ballots didn't get counted. It wasn't that it didn't change the result. That's a consequence. But the right being protected is the 193.
Now, the commission chose to continue their investigation and force staff to sit for depositions. That will undoubtedly include the clerk herself. They could decide Witzel-Bail acted improperly or even illegally. They also voted to send guidance to clerks around the state before the April 1st election, telling them to look everywhere and make sure every ballot is counted. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the great things about hosting Nightlight, getting recommendations from guests I have on the show. Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was on the show last week, and we were talking about Parasite director Bong Joon-ho's new film. Chris recommended another of his films made in 2006 called The Host, a thriller about a slimy sea creature created from hazardous waste tossed into a river in Korea. If you like suspense and don't mind subtitles, check it out. Even though the Frasier reboot was canceled, Frasier himself says it's not only coming back for season 3, but will bring extra star power. Paramount Plus pulled the plug after season 2, but Kelsey Grammer says a different network will no doubt pick it up. The Emmy-winning actor added that the executive at Paramount Plus, who gave the green light, left and took all the support for the show with him. Grammer says it will be back, and possibly with Ted Danson returning as Sam Malone. Nice to see Ted finally getting some TV work. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Lots of sunshine today, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. We'll get to 65 for a high. The wind southwest 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to 25 to 30 here by this afternoon. A cold front comes through tonight, 33. Tomorrow, sunny and not windy, 43. But we're back to the 50s and 60s by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's actually a mom and her son out on a superhero adventure. Calling all superheroes. March 21st at 5:30 p.m. at the Oshkosh YMCA. You can join in for an action-packed evening. Making your very own cape. Zooming through amazing obstacle courses. And dancing like no one's watching. There's going to be pizza, prizes, and unforgettable memories. So up, up, and away to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Ben and Deanna Malcor, the collective. Move with the Malcor is located on Main Street in Green Bay. Also great having Allison Hawkers and Bex here for Pi Day 5K. Man, I hope that forecast does turn out better than what it looks like for Saturday for the run, huh? 600 people, is that right? 600.
I said, remember I said to her, oh, you get 200? Because, I mean, there wasn't 100 people there when that thing started. It's just great how that has grown.
600?
Yeah, that's going to be fun. You know what? I don't know. Rain?
Yeah, I know. But as long as it's not too cold and windy up. Because I will say this. It's kind of interesting, or not interesting, amazing, because, you know, now that I stay down here during the week, when I go for my walks along that river, it's crazy how the temperature there. How much? I bet it's 10 to 15 degrees right. Some days from like right outside here versus on that trail.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the only thing. If that wind's coming off that water, it's surprisingly cold.
Well, it's not going to happen. It's going to be great.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I'm trying to get people to sign up. We still need 17 people.
Oh, yeah. Right? We need 17 more people to sign up. We want to try to get to 600.
Right. We want to get to 600 and help Allison out with that whole thing. So,
okay.
No, that's a cool thing going on.
All right. We're waiting for our man, Chris, from
just pulled up.
OB Brow House.
Part of our... Mino and the Mayor's
is that
top.
Him? That's a very good-looking ride. He's
craft
riding.
Pick.
It's a nice car. All right, talk a little bit about that. We can talk about Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. We got another contestant, another entry that was going to be joining us.
You know, it's funny
right is here, that, right now.
Is that his car?
I think so.
Okay, because some people just walked by. They just got coffee next door, and they stopped and looked at it.
Oh,
so, that's pretty.
That
nice
is
car.
Him.
All right.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So what's? We're in the wrong business, Jack.
Yes, we are.
Okay, we're going to just see how
he... But anyway, we've had a great time with some of our people here doing this with the craft beer thing. We've had a chance to meet some great people, got a chance to taste some great stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you went out to...
Went out to Timekeepers.
Yep.
I got there at the wrong time, okay. But I sampled the bourbon, which was enjoyable. I will say
I
that.
I bet it was.
It was.
Oh, this is going to be fun. So we got a good one coming in here. OB Brow House.
Brew.
No, it's Brow.
Brow, Brew.
Okay, thank you. It is Brow.
Okay. Yes, sir. You get the big chair, Chris.
Oh, you get a big chair. All right. All right.
So what are you riding out there?
Oh, C43 AMG. It was doing great until I hit the stoplight for like 7 minutes. Just like a block before here.
Well, yeah, welcome to Green Bay.
Yeah, we've done many, many shows on the lights in Green Bay, but we're happy to.
They're the worst.
Chime in. They're the worst.
They're the worst.
I thought I had something in my car, a sensor that turned them red.
They're the worst. I'll tell you what, though, it could have been worse. You could have had either the train or the bridge.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I hit both.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure, though. I couldn't see that far ahead.
Getting around these, like, I don't know, 5 square miles of downtown Green Bay could be an
too
adventure.
Too many lights. Anyway, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
We're excited about this whole this top craft pick. And your place, tell us a little bit about
Introduce
OB
yourself,
Brewhouse.
Chris.
Yes.
Well, my name is Chris. I'm the owner of OB's Brow House at 523 West College Avenue, downtown Appleton. I actually purchased a business from a family, from my brother Frank. I'm adopted. I tell everybody I came with the building. Just easier that way. So I've been the owner for about 3.5 years now. And actually, the restaurant has been in the family since 1928. It originated in Germany.
Your family?
I tell people I came with the building.
Yeah, but in the same connection.
Yeah, okay.
They've been consistently in business since 28.
Yeah.
Like, that's quite a
wild. That's wild, ain't it?
There's just not a lot of that around here.
Yeah, no. So it's about as authentic as you can get.
Wow.
They came over 26 years ago, brought the recipes with them and stuff, and we've been going strong.
From Germany?
Then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me about... Admittedly, we're coming down to see you, but we haven't been there, you know, and so the ambiance there, what's it like?
So, that's actually, that's funny that you asked that. So it's not traditionally German. Like, there's no Lederhosen on the wall and, like, tubas and stuff like that.
What? You know?
This is the number one complaint. It's not even a complaint. Everyone's like, the service is wonderful. The food is fantastic. The beer is phenomenal. And then they expect, like, blue and white tablecloths and stuff. But we decided to go the modern route with, like, the outdoor facades and, like, the old world Germany where they have, like, I don't know how you crisscross, like, thatcheting on the front of the houses and stuff.
All right.
So we went with that style.
Would you like a picture of somebody at Lederhosen? Because we got a picture of him in Lederhosen.
It's too early.
He looks like a Yoder.
I'll get it.
We'll blow it up and you can hang it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Great. Yeah, I'll put it right in the dining room.
They'll curb their appetite and you won't sell anything. Certainly will. So don't do that, right?
I don't want to look like that in Lederhosen.
Nah.
All right, so, but it is, even though it may not look like Mater's.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it.
But
yep.
That is cool when you walk in there, but it doesn't look like that, but the food is just as good.
And yeah, the food is phenomenal.
Tell us about some of your food, please.
Yeah, so we specialize actually in schnitzels. So all a schnitzel is, for anyone out there listening that doesn't know, you take a pork loin, you clean it up, you cut a piece off, and then you beat the crap out of it with a hammer. And so you tenderize it till it's nice and thin, you lightly bread it, and then you pan fry it.
Right.
That's a Wiener Schnitzel.
That's nice.
And so we do different types of schnitzels. Like, for example, we have a Wiener Schnitzel called the Jäger Schnitzel. So we do the Wiener Schnitzel, and then we make a fresh white wine mushroom cream sauce to put on top of the schnitzel.
Oh, that sounds phenomenal.
Yes. Well, great. One that's really
you
popular.
Had me at white cream mushroom sauce, buddy.
No. Like this would be something like that. We have one called the Holstein. So we do a Wiener Schnitzel, and it's so simple, but the flavor is phenomenal. So we do the schnitzel, and then we do three sunny side eggs on top. That's it.
Wow.
Lightly seasoned is phenomenal. It's so simple, but it's
where do you get all your recipes?
So like I said, they've been passed down through the family. Yeah.
That's
awesome. I can't take credit for them, but I can take credit in the fact that I practiced them.
There you go. How about the cabbage, the sides?
Oh, the cabbage. Yeah, we have rotkraut. We have
whoa, back up.
Red cabbage, rotkraut.
Oh, rotkraut. Yeah. I think you said goat kraut.
No, geez. Okay.
Sorry.
No, we have spätzle. Of course, we have croquettes. And then we have, like French fries. We do German fries, which is a sliced potato sauteed with onions, paprika, bacon.
Todd said you guys really changed things around a little bit as far as revamping it, more of a night vibe too,
yeah,
correct?
That's why we don't look like Mater's.
That's what I mean. Go ahead and explain that if you don't mind.
So we had to come up with a balance. So with the restaurant, I also have, we brew our own beer. That's why I'm on right now. But we also specialize in nightlife too. So every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we actually turn into a nightclub, and we do all sorts of shows and stuff like that. Like we've had DJ Paul from 3-6 Mafia. We've had what's the guy that does Because I Got High Up, drawing up like Afro Man. That's who.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
We are big fans of Afro Man.
Oh, yeah, he's been in here a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, we love him.
Yeah. So, we get all sorts of artists. We also specialize in, like, EDM or electronic dance, too. So, a lot of people, they have no idea that, like, they have no idea that we also do that. And it's also the flip, too. So, a lot of my nighttime customers, like, they'll come and party a little too hard, and they'll be like, oh, I lost my entire life at your club. Did you find it? And I'm like, yeah, I got your keys. And then they'll come, and then they look around. They're like, am I in the right place? And I'm like, yeah.
Wow, that's kind of neat. That's very neat.
All right, so you got these two venues, and we got to get to the most important part, but you've got the restaurant with great German food. You've got the area for really unique entertainment, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But what about the craft beers? Are you the brewmaster?
So also, I cannot take credit for that.
We take credit for everything.
Did somebody give you that car? I mean, somehow you earn a living doing something here, my friend.
Yes. I found the car. They're still looking
somebody
for it.
Somebody left it.
They're still looking for it.
I can't take credit for that car.
Yeah, no. So I've been there for 16 years. So I learned all the recipes, how to cook them, perfect them. As far as like our brewmaster, funny story is actually we met him because he liked the food so much at the old restaurant about 16 years ago, because we had a few different locations, and he's like, yo, I make, you know, I brew my own beer, it's really good. And we're like, Steve, you're drunk.
He's like, I know.
He's like, yeah, I know. And then he brought it in and we tried it and we're like, holy crap, Steve, like, this is awesome. Really? And yeah. Like, the guy's phenomenal. His name's Steve Olson. Just guy's incredible. He was such a pleasure to work with, and he's so passionate about beer. He's the type of guy that, like, he will go through the entire state like a beer walk, but he'll have somebody drive him to all of, like, the beer festivals. And then he'll end up back by me going, Chris, I went to this, that, and we're going to do an Imperial Pilsner now. And it's like, you know, so it's great because, like, you know, what we did there is we started only with, like, a few beers, right? We started with the first beer that we tried from him, which is our Doppelbock. And we started to brew a lager, Pilsner, Hefeweizen. And he was so easy to work with. We wanted to stick with, like, that Germans that come in, that they'd have the beer and they'd be like, yeah, this tastes like home. Right. But we also had to strike the balance with Americans because they're used to drinking water, basically. And
it's a lot stronger?
Well, it's not stronger. It's got a lot more flavor and body to
it. Yeah, okay, so, yeah.
You know, it's kind of a shock to people. So we had to brew some beers and make a little changes to accommodate for that, to get them used to the flavors. And, you know, 16 years ago, people weren't beer connoisseurs like they are now.
Right.
You know, so, like, back then, people that were like, oh, yeah, IPA, I'm a beer connoisseur. It's like, yeah, okay.
Right. No, I've been to Oktoberfest in Germany.
Yeah.
What beer is that? Like, what would be comparable to that, what you guys would serve?
So, honestly, like, in Germany, you, when you go, from my understanding, because I haven't been yet, you know, I really want to go, and I'm sure my brother's going to take me someday. But basically, you go, you just basically say a light or dark beer. So it's whatever they have on tap, either light or dark. But in the case of, you know, Oktoberfest, they're serving Oktoberfest.
Right.
So that's basically how it goes there. Each town or village has its own little brewery, from my understanding. And then when you go to the tap house or wherever you're going to go to eat, they'll ask if you want light or dark.
But that's the whole tubas and all that other stuff. I mean, that's quite the and you're not like that. And I think that's kind of cool that you're that confident in your food and your beer. This Brewmaster.
Here's one thing he needs. We're not trying to tell you how to do your business.
You can drive. He's driving what he's driving.
Okay, you got to get one of those girls, one of the waitresses that they have at the Oktoberfest in Germany. If you've ever seen stronger human beings, these girls that carry
you
about
know
six
something.
Of the biggest mugs ever in one hand.
They contract them in from other countries.
Do they?
Yes. Really?
Like Russia?
Yes. Like, yeah, from all around. That's so funny that
it's
you mentioned that.
It's something to be seen.
Yeah, because mom, we always talk about that because Christine, she's always running around with, like, you know, the six steins in her hand and da-da-da. And, yeah, I actually didn't know that until a couple of years back. And, you know, she had mentioned it. She's like, yeah, half of those people are contracted in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they also need the labor, too. Your brewmaster, who, does he come up with new recipes? I mean, he must be unbelievably, he showed up to the interview drunk and you hired him, so.
Yeah, he was great, yeah. Yeah, the guy's got a full-time day job, like, it's incredible.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah, he's an incredibly intelligent guy. He's so easy to work with, like, and when it comes to, like, you know, tweaking the beers, once we got to that spot, we just, you know, we're like, that's it, we're done. But, you know, he was such a great guy to work with. Like, I mean, there's nothing.
It sounds like great. Do you package this?
So, yeah, we used to. We used to do bombers, those big 32-ounce beer bottles. You know, and at the time, you know, we had the restaurant going and all of these things. We're quite busy because you got to look at it. I got, like, basically three businesses under one roof.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get at.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, and so for me to have the time to be able to do those things, it's just not possible anymore. And it only really, like, sold when we were there physically promoting it, which is unfortunate. But everyone, like, they'll come in, get growlers to go and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's always an option.
That's your takeout. All right, that makes sense.
You have to switch gear. You have to wear, like, three different hats.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. You seem like you have the energy for it.
That's five shots of espresso in that coffee. And it's every day. My doctor says I have a problem, but it's only a problem if I'm dead.
Well, that's awesome. This is great. Chris, how do you I want to pronounce your last name two different ways.
Sure, it's Nellis.
It is Nellis. Yes. Okay, Chris Nellis, the Brow House. Am I pronouncing that right? Brow?
Mm-hmm.
Brow House.
Yes.
And this is one of our top craft picks in Mino and the Mayor where you can vote for it. Todd, can you give the instructions on that, please?
Very easy. All you got to do is go to our website, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm. Click on the Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick and choose OB Brow House. And then, boom, you click on it. You're in. They are voted for. All and right. You got a shot to win a great grand prize, too, which we'll talk about later.
And the address, I mean, we've been by your place. I gotta get in there.
What's that?
Where your address? Where are you looking?
Oh, we're located at 523 West College Avenue. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. In Appleton, Wisconsin. See, I think everybody knows where your place is.
It's a happening place.
It is.
It's a happening area.
It's quite busy.
It's phenomenal. We got to set a quick break. You stick around, Chris?
Yeah.
All right. Stick around. Back with more right after this.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Donald Trump is out of control, stopping payments for health care and food for hungry kids, eliminating the Department of Education, and letting unelected billionaire Elon Musk fire anyone he wants and get access to your most private information. We need a Supreme Court justice who will keep them in check before they go too far. That's Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I believe in protecting you, your family, and your right to privacy, and that women have the right to make their own decisions about their health care. Because to me, that's just common sense.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are both backing Brad Schimmel. He'll do whatever they want. That's why we need Judge Susan Crawford. The common sense judge will keep them in check. Judge Susan Crawford. For Supreme Court. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. All right, there. Hey, Margie, you get the old man out there on the floor. You got to cut a rug there. That a girl.
Come playing at me. This is the German restaurant. Now, I don't think that guy would talk
I
like
love that music.
About the club. Yes.
Yeah.
I grew up watching this every Sunday morning.
Yeah, we don't play this after 10.
Chris Nellis, the brew house, the bro.
OB Brauhaus.
Oh, yeah, that's so good. That. OB Brauhaus.
Yeah.
Brauhaus.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it means actually brewhouse in brew English. House. Yeah.
Right. Hey, College Avenue.
You know, I've done something you haven't done then. Oh, I was at Oktoberfest. Oh, yeah, and not only that, I don't know what town it was in Germany, but I actually got on stage and talked to the people.
Really?
I got to be friends with the band, was playing. And they say, hey, we want you to come up and say hello from America, you know. So I get up there on stage at Oktoberfest in Germany.
Yeah.
Thousands of people or whatever. And I wanted to say, I love Germany.
Oh.
And I said, Ich bin Deutschland, which means I am Germany.
Yeah. You were close. Yeah. Yeah.
Close enough.
Stunned. It was stunned silence.
Yeah.
And then finally somebody... Yeah. Okay, then. Thank you for being here, Johnny.
Yeah, yes. that probably didn't make you feel too good.
Didn't make me feel good at all. But you know what? I was offered $100 for the shirt I was wearing. I was wearing a Harley Davidson shirt from Vandervest.
Oh, really?
And people want that shirt so bad, you can't believe it.
Really?
So if you ever go to Oktoberfest, wear like a motorcycle shirt, you'll make a lot of money.
Really? If you ever go back to Germany, bring some Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper?
Yes.
Why is that?
They love that stuff.
Really?
It's hard to get, I guess.
Oh,
I don't know. Like, that's what my brother told me. He's like, yeah, this stuff. Like,
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, tell us more about what you got coming up at your great place.
We just got done with Restaurant Week, doing a three-course menu option of all of our popular menu items. I got a really big show coming up here on March 18th. That one's going to just be packed. You're not going to be able to walk. It's sold out.
Really?
Yeah. So
rap?
Yeah, it is. It is hip hop. We have an artist. We have a local showcase of 12 different openers. You know, Neo is actually one of them. I believe he was on your show. You know, and then
I think
we got like
Neo may have made his professional debut on this show.
I think he did, because then he was going from here over to the park for a show during the day. So he was brand new. I mean, nobody knew who he was.
Yeah, we loved him.
Yeah, no, he's great. Yeah, he's great. The funny part was he was trying to perform at my club, and it got to me that he wasn't 21 yet.
Oh, he's not.
No, he just turned 21. Yeah.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is though, like. You know, if they're like with a parent, they can, you know, perform. I try to, you know, obviously if they're performing, they can be in the club. But I prefer obviously to have a legal guardian or adult with them. So by policy,
for me
personally, they can't perform until they're 21.
I mean, you got things going on. You said that concert's coming up on the 18th.
Yeah,
but I just want to hear. We're talking about the draft. Are you hearing anything leading into the draft at all? You gonna do something special for some of the 300,000 people that are going to be here?
Yeah, so I hear that Green Bay is allowing bars to stay open until 4, I
don't think, you know what, yes, they're trying to. I don't know that's not Green Bay's decision, that's the state's decision, so I don't know if that...
Is it really?
Yes. I got to find out about that, because you're not the first person that asked.
Yeah, because I thought I read something about that.
I know, but they want to.
But as far as the draft, I have a group of different promoters. I work with all... like 5 or 6 different promoters, and he wants to put together like a female artist showcase, I believe, during the draft.
Oh,
yeah. So, cool. Yep, where he'll bring in female artists from like Milwaukee, Green Bay, you know, wherever, and do a party that way. But do a draft party.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So. Yeah, I think you got to find your little niche, and you know, you can probably do pretty well financially if you can just get that hook in them. And we need to showcase what's unique, right?
Yes. I mean, 100%.
We don't need Target and Walmart. We need places like yours,
exactly.
And there's Booyah and some of these other things that you're hearing about.
Yeah. I don't think there's a place in the country that is completely authentic as you can possibly get in German food by day and rap artist by night.
Yeah, no. And the crazy part is, you know, we don't even we do have always have hip hop usually, but like we've had, you know, we do live bands and we do electronic dance music. It's all over. Like
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It is. It's great. I'm one of the few people that can say I get like every walk of life through my
door,
from celebrities to politicians to, you know,
who's the biggest celebrity you've ever had? Cause I've never been there yet.
Oh my God. I mean, we had Eddie Lacy, James Starks. Oh. I mean,
Okay. No disrespect. No disrespect.
Okay.
Maybe you should have kept Eddie away from the schnitzel.
I think it was our fault. I do. 100%. I tell people this as a joke. I'm like, I think we're the reason he got a little...
Because I know a guy whose main job was to keep his weight under a certain amount.
You know...
And he just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to... Yeah. I'm going to... You know, Eddie, I'm sorry if I'm outing you here in your activities in the past.
He had an appetite. He liked really good food.
Yes, he did. Yes. You know, and, you know, everyone has that, though. You know, everyone likes good food and, you know, a good time. So... some people more than others.
Well, this would be fun. I mean, I want to get there, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of votes on this.
I want to come for your food.
Me too. So,
I would love that.
And what time do you start serving? Tell me about your hours down there on College Avenue.
So we serve dinner service from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. So anytime there. We also do a Friday fish fry as well. And then Friday, Saturday, between 9 and 10, what we do is we take out all the tables and chairs and we store them away and then open everything for the nightlife.
Outstanding, yeah. Right. Man. This is great.
Quite the entrepreneur.
I guess.
I love it.
Well, I can't take credit for it all. Again, like, you know,
just
I've been doing it for 16 years with my brother
time,
Frank.
Though.
So,
1928.
Yes.
Go ahead and talk about that again one more time if you don't
mind.
See,
I wasn't alive.
Unfortunately, I almost was.
So, yeah, you know, the family has had the restaurant since 1928, and they just passed it along, you know, through the generations and just obviously improved over time. And, you know, what happened was there's a couple army bases over in Germany. And 26 years ago, a gentleman named Tom Hayes, he owns Sunshine Auto, was stationed there, and he fell in love with the family. He happened upon the place. He's like, yo, I'm going to bring you back to Germany, Eddie. And that's what he did. And then Eddie came over with Tom. They started a place, and then Eddie brought over the family one by one over a course of a couple of years. Wow. That's how the restaurant came here.
Should have sent them our Eddie back, Eddie Lacy. Hey, this is great having you, Chris. We're going to stop at your place. Thank you so much for being part of this.
Thank you for having
me. Mine on the Mares, top graph pick. Check them out. Thanks for being here, brother.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Back in tomorrow morning. See you.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K, will discuss the American crisis. Also, if the GOP has a mandate, shouldn't they be able to pass a stopgap spending bill without Democratic help? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Market uncertainty once again. The Dow dropping 500 points at the opening bell as investors weigh the consequences of the Trump tariffs. And as the president admits, the U.S. is in a transition period as the effect of those tariffs takes hold. House Speaker Mike Johnson trying to get a budget passed by Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. He will need every Republican vote because the Democrats are not on board, says ABC's Jay O'Brien on Capitol Hill.
House Democrats have said that they are going to vote no. They've advised their members to vote no. They say that this government funding package doesn't do anything to protect entitlement programs, specifically Medicaid, which they say is on the hook for serious cuts in this Trump administration and in this new House Republican budget blueprint.
House Republicans can pass this on their own, but they would need at least some Democratic support in the Senate for it to advance. An oil tanker has collided with a cargo ship off the eastern coast of England. Lifeboats and rescue helicopters on the scene. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with